Those of you who attend regularly may have noticed that I didn't do what I do every other Shabbat, which is walk around with the Torah. The reason I didn't is because the past couple days I've had a cold, and it seems to be getting worse instead of better. And giving a sermon for a rabbi when you have a cold is called playing hurt. And I'm doing the same thing that athletes do when they play hurt. I'm on drugs. So I just want you to know before this sermon starts that I took a lot of Dayquil before I came here. And so I can't be fully responsible for the content of what is about to come out of my mouth. Because that's a powerful drug. But at least I'm not coughing and sneezing while I talk to you. I was captured by a curious passage in the Torah this morning that tells us something without any explanation that seems pretty inexplicable. At the very end of Kitavo, God says, look, I did all these wonders and miracles and I got you to the foot of the land. And then it says, V'lo natan Adonai lachem lev lada'at ve'enayim lirot ve'aznayim lishmoa ad hayom hazeh. But I, the Lord your God, have not given you a mind to understand or eyes to see or ears to hear until this day. Now, there are obviously two ways of understanding that, and the ambiguity exists in the Hebrew as it does in the English, which is, even up to this point, you don't have eyes to see and ears to hear and a mind to understand. But the commentators almost unanimously don't take it as you still don't, but rather, until this day, you haven't had it, but now you do. In other words, something has shifted in your mind, in your eyes, in your ears, in your ability to perceive what I have done for you. You couldn't do it yesterday, you couldn't do it last week, you couldn't do it for the last 40 years, but today you can. Now, we're trained to assume, and I think it's usually a pretty good assumption, that if you want to know what you are like today, the best predictor is what you were like yesterday, last week, last month, last year. How often have you heard people say that people don't change? And yet, it seems, there's a dramatic change at this moment, but it's completely unexplained. The Midrash, Rashi in particular, says this is what happened. Moses said to the Levites, you have to be the guardians of the Torah. I'm giving it to you. And the other tribes, feeling jealous of not receiving the Torah directly themselves, came to Moses and said, don't only give it to the Levites, give it to us too. And that changed everything. Their eagerness to receive it gave them eyes and ears and heart different from what was before. But I think that we can go deeper than jealousy by looking at what happens at the beginning of the parsha. This parsha contains the one passage that almost every Jew is exposed to, even though they might not be aware of it, during the course of the year. Because the Haggadah on Pesach is built around a passage that we read this morning. My father was a wandering Aramean, and then it goes through a capsule history of Israel, and it says, and therefore I bring these first fruits to the temple. And everyone was supposed to make this declaration when they came to the temple. They would go through a sort of history of what happened before they came to Israel and could give first fruits to the temple. Now, the first fruits, you know, are a tax. That's what they are. You pay a tax to the temple, and it would be as if when you were filling out your tax form in April, you said, my ancestors revolted against England, and they came here, or even earlier, Plymouth Rock, I don't know where you would start, or maybe with Eric the Red or Columbus, And therefore, this happened, and this happened, and this happened, and we had a great civil war, and the states were united, and therefore, now I come and pay my taxes. You probably don't do that. But you get the idea, which is that the Declaration encapsulates all of Israelite history, and therefore, out of gratitude, I'm bringing these first fruits. But what the farmer says is, and therefore, today, God has given me this land. Now, that's obviously not true, because we're talking about a tax that was paid for hundreds and hundreds of years, which means that people whose families had lived in Israel for generations would say, today God has given me this land. But that word, Hayom Hazeh, those two words, this day, occurs 12 times in our Parsha, more than any other time in the Torah by far. It only is mentioned twice, actually, in the account of creation. And this is the Parsha that is read before Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So what is it teaching us? I knew what it was that I wanted to say, but it was reinforced by something that was said to me a moment ago when the cantor was walking the Torah around and I was trying to prevent you from getting my cold. Because Dr. Schmidt walked over, and he and I live a few houses from each other, and we have had the same experience for the past, 3 weeks? Which is, at about 6 in the morning, and all through the afternoon, somehow, there is a rooster in our neighborhood. God's honest truth. Or if it's not a rooster, it sounds a lot like a rooster. And it starts crowing early in the morning and does not stop. And I assumed other people were hearing it, but it wasn't until I got an email from your wife and said, are you hearing that rooster? And by the way, is it yours? That I knew that I wasn't going crazy and there really was a rooster in the neighborhood. But he didn't say to me, do you hear the rooster? You know what he said? He said, I wonder what the meaning is of the rooster in the neighborhood. It was a great question. And I said, it's exactly what I'm talking about today in the sermon. Hayom Hazeh means, this has been going on for a long time, but today, I woke up. Today, I heard it. Yes, we've wandered through the desert for 40 years, but all of a sudden today I realize that I'm the recipient of amazing miracles. And even though in some dim way I was aware of it before, all of a sudden today I get what you mean. How often has that happened to you? You've heard a cliche over and over and over again, and suddenly it's real. You say, oh, this is what they mean when they say, absence makes the heart grow fonder. I never knew. Or this is what it means to have a child, a grandchild. I'd heard people talk about it, but I never knew what it was until now. All of a sudden, I've woken up to the reality of what it really is. So when you bring your first fruit, you say, yes, God, you gave us the land hundreds of years ago, but it's as if you gave it to me today. Because, of course, we do have a rooster call in our tradition. It's called the shofar. And the shofar is intended to wake us up. To say, oh my God, I lived a whole year filled with blessings. And I wasn't awake to them. I lived a whole year where the consequences of my actions touched other people profoundly, and I wasn't awake to it. I lived a whole year where I did things that I could have done better. But I wasn't awake to the potential in my own soul. It isn't that you create reality. That's a silly thing that people say. Reality is actually out there, whether you create it or not. We're not solipsists, right? Wilshire Boulevard is there, even if you don't think so. But you can create your reality. You can be blessed and not feel blessings. So therefore, in your reality, you're not blessed, even though in reality's reality, you are. And Rosh Hashanah is about living awake, having that rooster call inside of you each day that reminds you that you're given another day, which is an inestimable, the greatest, in some ways the only supreme blessing. And what you do with it will be a function very largely of whether you go through the world asleep or awake. So today is Hayom Hazeh. Today is the day. It is, at the moment, the only day you have. You don't have yesterday, and you can only hope to have tomorrow. But today you have to bring the first fruits, to give to others, to feel blessed, to feel exactly that first line of the Haftarah, Kumi Ori, arise and shine, Ki Va Orech, for your light has dawned. It is a beautiful message with which to start the year. Remember, Rosh Hashanah is Hayom Harat Olam. On this day, the world was created. But obviously, when Rosh Hashanah comes, that won't be the day. The world was created a long time ago. But it is recreated each time we appreciate it anew. We embrace it anew. We bless it anew. So thank God for Hayom Hazeh, for this day, on which we can share, on which we can give, and on which we can love. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.